The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ay, ay, ay. Unkept promises. As long as I'm alive, there's been no promise unkept. Let me explain myself on this Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I've been promising to make Anthony A some kind of dinner, some enchiladas, some tacos, something.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't done it yet. And my daughter called me out. Have you had Anthony over for dinner yet? No.
Come on. See, man. This goes so far back that I already forgot what meal you promised me.
Yeah.
Because most recently, like, you're in
3 years?
Well, there's that. But then most recently, she's like in a 3-burrito debt for me. Because one, I drove her to her little event. There was something else I did, too. So, like, I mean, dude, the food's adding up here, bro. So I'm going to have to cash in on Dana one of these days.
I made menudo a few months ago, and our coworker, Eric, saw me post it on my Instagram story and said, "Ooh, I want some." So I told him, "Yeah, I'll hook you up." So I made some more again about a week ago, and he sees it on my Instagram story, and he comes in, "Where's my menudo?" And I thought, I can't feed this fool before I feed Anthony.
Damn,
so until I keep my promise to Anthony, I can't be feeding nobody else, Anthony, because you're our best friend.
Dude, well, you're lucky that the people around here are more polite than the people in jail. Because all these promises you're giving everybody and not following up with them.
Hey,
you
could be a friend.
And like, yo, for as small as, like, you think a burrito is a small deal. It's a big deal to some people, all right? And the other coworker you're talking about, he's a single man as well, so he's probably counting on that meal, Dana. Damn, dude.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? You just said, I'm gonna bring y'all some ramen and there, we'll call it even.
No, it's not even.
You're the one who brought up jail.
You brought up jail. Yeah,
that's what I feel like, not getting any meals, dude. I'm low on commissary here.
Oh. All right, until
I'm trying to say that, like, being here inside the show is kind of like jail for you.
Notice he didn't say no. All right, I'm going to fulfill my promise. I'm promising it right now.
I don't want menudo, though, dog.
No, I'll make it
What would you want? Tacos?
Tacos and
burrito, bro. At this point, just give me a gift card to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And your husband owes me an air fryer. He promised me since my birthday.
Didn't I get you? I didn't get
it for you. No, we were going to give it to him, but he moved in with his girlfriend.
Oh, and she had an air fryer.
And then a month later, he was like, she moved out. That's not our bad. That's your bad. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start with National Step Family Day, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
We're basically your step family. Not a very good one.
We put the fun in this.
Oh, man, as a person who has a few different relatives who've served, we got to stop and park it right here. It is National POW and MIA Recognition Day.
Salute.
So just honoring to everybody who served and all those. We also have National Guacamole Day.
Guacamole. Glad you got that off your system.
There we go. Man, I feel bad, though. I'm very much a Latinx man. I was supposed to wrap it up on guacamole and then talk about Mexican Independence Day before that.
Mexican Independence Day. Today, in 1810, Mexico declared their freedom from Spain after 400-plus years of colonization.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Right now, we're going to break down in the DM between Theo and Hannah. Let me take you back. Theo said his girlfriend Hannah used to date women, and now he suspects that she might be seeing her friend Kim. You know, they had a spa day. It was supposed to be girls' day, whatnot. He's like, nah, something doesn't feel right. So Hannah and Theo went out one night and had a little party session, and when she was drunk, she said this to him.
The other night, she asked if we could bring another woman into the bedroom.
I'm pretending to be the spa worker, and at this point, I'm telling her, I think one of you left your earrings here. So here's how it went.
I don't think so. I can check with my girlfriend, though.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Huh?
Hannah, your boyfriend, Theo, is listening, obviously. My name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. She didn't mean girlfriend like we do girlfriends. She meant girlfriend. So I start questioning, of course, like, what are you doing to your man? And Hannah explains, we're not committed. You literally just moved in with him.
I let him live with me because he lost his job and apartment.
Theo did not tell us that part.
Did he tell you that I asked him for an open relationship?
No, he didn't tell us any of that. At the end of the down and the DM, we concluded it did not go down because
there was no
in a relationship
to go down
to
in.
Begin with. Yeah, she let him
move in. Somebody
went
down.
But Automatic happened to make a little comment. Listen to this. What part of when someone tells you something, you're not supposed to believe it?
If your
girlfriend says, you know what, I don't really like you that much, what makes you think she likes you that much?
What part of you turns down to three?
I'm so done with you, DJ Automatic. I tried to move past that because you're my husband. Oh, I got so many text messages with laughs. And one of my friends, Nikki, with a goal too, she said, I spit my coffee out in a car when I heard that. Well, the number one male fantasy is to bring two women into the bedroom for sexy time. The menage a trois.
Yes.
Theo was not interested because he truly loves Hannah. It's something people sometimes do, I guess. It's not my cup of tea.
No,
I ain't here to judge.
It's not my cup of tea either because it's just work to try to satisfy one woman. So two women in there. It's fun and games until you're sitting on the side crying.
All right, so the phone lines are ringing. Hi, who is this?
Good morning, it's Jessica.
All right, Jessica, what you think, mama?
Who turns down a three?
Girl, no, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You and Automatic. What's up with y'all?
Okay, let me tell you something. I said that to be funny. I would never, ever try to get my wife to do a three because I know I couldn't handle it mentally. I'm just going to be outright and honest about that.
What about you? Are you into that?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, freaking
well, are you married? Is it you and your husband, or is it you and your boyfriend, or how?
Well, me and my fiance, we like to bring girls in every once in a while. We like to do couple stuff. That's fun.
Well, what about a man? Was he down for that?
I think he would be, but he'd probably need to be compensated.
Why do you think
that? I guess it would depend on how I found this man or how about this came into our conversation. I think he'd go for it.
I understand the fantasy of all this conversation, and like I said, I'm not here to judge. Personally, mentally, I am incapable of sharing my man.
Yes.
I'm incapable.
I mean, you just heard me say it. I couldn't do it. There's no way. And going back to what Anthony said earlier, I would just be on the side like crying. I'm sorry. You know, it's not.
This ain't a movie.
No, yeah. This ain't a movie. I'm not a professional.
Different strokes for different folks, right? And if you're not comfortable with another man giving your wife different strokes, then don't sign up for this one.
Or another woman, especially that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B pleads no contest in an incident that occurred in 2018 to avoid jail time. I'll break this down for you. And of course, I got more stories. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. All brought to you by Indeed.com. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Nick Jonas celebrating today, Mark Anthony, Amy Poehler, and Metro Boomin.
I got to start off with Kim Kardashian. You know, she has her sights set on a new kind of man. She and Pete Davidson are over. She sat down with James Corden on a Late Late Show. This is the kind of man Kim's looking for.
Neuroscientist, biochemist, doctor, attorney. That's maybe what I envision in the future.
I like where your mind's at here. So if we ever see paparazzi shots of Kim Kardashian spotted at NASA, we'll be like, ah. She's back out at.
Why is it that the athletes and the musicians get the girl first and then they just end up with a nerd in the long run?
You know, what do you call a nerd when they grow up?
Rich.
Boss. All right, speaking of bosses, let's talk about Eminem. He covered XXL's 25th anniversary issue. Inside, he really goes into depth about how much he loves hip hop and how it saved his life. He talks about overdosing and why that led to his rehabilitation. You know, he had sole custody of his daughter, Haley, and also her first cousin for many years. And he said that he had to get sober. He had to get right with himself to be a better father figure.
No matter how you cut it up, Eminem is still the top hip-hop artist in the world. And, I mean, it only makes sense for them to put him on as the 25th anniversary.
It was a great read. I suggest you check it out, XXL. Okay, and the final story is Cardi B pleading no contest to an incident that occurred in 2018 where she was accused of hiring someone to beat these women up at a strip club. It all had to do with her man and I don't know what. But either way, she's avoiding jail time. And she released this statement. Part of growing up and maturing is being accountable for your actions. As a mom, I'm trying to instill that in my children, but the example begins with me. And she goes on to apologize for what she did.
Well, as somebody who knows a lot about pleading no contest.
I know you do, DJ Automatic.
She's admitting that the incident happened. I think now, as Cardi B, now that she's a mom, she wants to take accountability. She wants to be a better person. And I applaud her for that.
Are you the same person you were, DJ Automatic, when you pleaded no contest to an incident?
We don't need to talk about that, okay?
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Krispy Kreme is releasing a flavored donut they never had before, and I'm excited about it. I think you will be too. That's going to be our food news on Hottest Hashtags. Welcome to Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Now, I'm excited about this first hashtag. The date has been set for the 48th season. 48th season of SNL. It is going to premiere October 1st. But We had a lot of people quit, from Pete Davidson to Kate McKinnon, Kyle Mooney. Lorne Michaels, executive producer, says it is a year of change. They haven't had any huge superstars come out of SNL in a long time. We put together our favorites here. Otto, I think you said...
Adam Sandler for sure, Will Ferrell, and then shout out to Kenan Thompson. I don't feel like he gets the love that he deserves.
Oh my God, he's so amazing. Eddie Murphy, by far the biggest SNL character of all time. Leslie Jones, Maya Rudolph, Kristen Wiig. I mean, you just don't see that anymore. Amy Poehler.
I mean, Pete Davidson's a big star in his own right, though, too.
Kim K helped with that.
Oh, and yeah. Sort of but hey, take it as you can, though. Also, I want to shout out Melissa Villaseñor, too, who's the first Mexican American woman on SNL as well. And I'm also a big Michael Che fan too. So.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, now we're going to move on to food news. Krispy Kreme's first ever churro-inspired donut. It's called a churdo. I like that name. Three flavors, cinnamon sugar churdo, cookies and cream churdo, and dulce de leche churdo, which just promises to be super fattening. They're all covered with cinnamon sugar, swirls of cinnamon cream, and salted caramel crunch pieces.
Ooh.
They're
nice.
In the Krispy Kreme donut stores today.
There
Let's
we
pick
go,
them
dude.
Up. Pick them up.
How does churros?
I think they did that because it's Hispanic Heritage Month, right?
Sounds like it. Sounds like
Hispanic, I'm down.
I mean, if there was a Latinx donut, that's it.
You know what we should do for Hispanic Heritage Month is we should own pumpkin spice. We should take
Latina
that back is what we should do.
How are you going to do that?
We just put it in churros. Look at that. Apparently, that's how you do everything with the
National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start off with National Step Family Day.
Hey.
There we go, dude.
The majority of families are now blended.
Oh.
Yeah, in America.
All right. We also got National Guacamole Day.
Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Guacamole. Guacamole.
Take it home, dude.
Are you done?
There it is.
It was crazy. If you were in the studio, you could see me dance like the little old lady. I love guacamole. I love that song.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.